Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Kevin left the country, went to his first all-inclusive, went to Mexico, much-deserved vacation for Kevin. Can I just say, on behalf of the whole show and the whole Brad Maga Show community, we all missed you, Kevin.
Oh, thanks,
oh,
guys.
You were very, very missed.
But much-deserved vacation. How is flying out of the country? You were nervous that you weren't even going to be able to go because of the whole new ID thing, and you don't have like a real ID or whatever.
Right. I don't have a real ID. We just dropped bombs on a foreign country, and I thought, hey, it's going to really be tight security. It's going to be really, really difficult. Not so much. It actually was very easy. I mean, you know, thorough, but very easy. We've got our passports. My wife, Sarah, is just an amazing traveler, so I think she's got her stuff together. And we checked bags. We checked bags primarily because we heard that when you go to Cancun, you are going to pay a ton on sunscreen. And we didn't want any of those, you know.
All right.
That's not a lie.
Yeah, you can't bring the sunscreen on a carry-on.
So like we're checking the bags. All right.
All right.
Which was a huge mistake because that was probably the worst part of the vacation. Waiting to get our luggage at the Cancun airport. I mean, it took forever.
That's funny.
Took forever. But if that's the worst part of the vacation, that just tells you how much
fun could the sunscreen really be?
It's ridiculous.
Oh, it's like $80.
It is. It's insane.
No way. Yes.
That, like, American chips are really expensive because they got to export them.
They price gouge you. That's funny.
Yeah,
don't even look it up.
You can't Google it. How are you going to Google?
I'm telling you, I went there. It's $80.
Oh, it's insane.
You can't Google the resorts like gift shop, can you? Can you Google anything?
25 to 40 per bottle. You're lying. I was there.
Hey, you're lying.
Especially at resorts.
Yeah, small bottles. Yeah.
Small bottles.
Kevin really lathers it on.
Yes. Well, what we did was because we didn't want to, you know, have to wait for baggage on the way back, we actually gave our sunscreen away to a lucky family.
What?
Oh, my God. Lucky family.
This is their big moment. Here's the sunscreen. Yes. You don't have to pay $80 or $40 for a small bottle.
My wife and I went down with our friends, the Steckers, and another friend, the Whitakers, and her daughter, and just had a blast. It was a lot of fun. Our friend, April Stecker, she plans these meetings globally. So she knew where to go and what to do and actually rented a boat for us. And had a lot of fun on that, because that was another thing that was your sketch about. Getting to the resort is one thing.
Sure.
You're on a resort. It's very Americanized. You can drink the water. They had tons of amazing food, tons of alcohol, a little watered down. Here again, that's why it was safe to drink the water, because of all the alcohol.
So Kevin's like the most easygoing person ever. Was it crazy concept for you? Because like,
yes,
if someone drops off free food at the radio station, Kevin's like, you're the most amazing person ever. You could just literally, people are handing you cocktails. Were you just like, this is the coolest thing ever? I just walk up and they hand me a drink?
And it was weird too, because it was like, you know, we brought a bunch of dollars to tip and then found out you didn't have to tip everybody. So we actually left with more money than we came with. We were like, this is crazy.
You made money on this trip.
That's why we're giving away sunscreen.
Yeah.
But yeah, the food was great. We got to eat at different restaurants every night in the all-inclusive. The weather was fantastic. The boat trip, as I said, you know, we're a little scary leaving the compound to do this, but planned out well. We even got an upgrade. We got a boat that actually had an inside, so you could go in and get air conditioning.
Okay, yacht. So,
look at Kev.
Yeah.
All right, but the real truth is, you said those drinks were watered down. How drunk were you that you started making music videos?
Oh.
Was the real question. We got to talk. We have to address the music video that Drunk Kevin made in one song will dress this while we're commercial free. Kevin thought he was Beyonce. Yo, Kevin thought he was Beyonce. Clearly on the resort cocktail free bandwagon while he was at the all-inclusive. Yes. It's the Brett Maga Show. So Hannah and AB, if you go to our Instagram, made a video that people are absolutely obsessed with. It's for the Dallas Cowboys cheerleaders. They have like their own like docu-series. Thunderstruck. They have their own like Netflix show. And so they recreated one of the dances that these Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders did. I will say this. It was a very hyped up video because the girls are former dancers, and all they did was complain for hours. My knees are hurting, my back, I can't move like I used to.
We were sending pictures to each other last night of our bruises.
Yeah. So to make this video, they had to really reach back in the old dance video. The archives of their dancing days. And people were like, damn, the girls crushed it. Like, crushed this. Like, are you guys going to be on the Dallas Cowboys cheerleading team next season? You go to our Instagram and see it. But Kevin got himself into a drunk dance battle with the girls.
That's right.
I couldn't believe it. Kevin actually posted a response video of him making his own dance video in response to the girls. And that is posted now, too.
We here are on in this all-inclusive, and the wives take a look at this dance video and go, oh, those girls are so amazing. They're so talented. They're so beautiful. You guys are so great. Why can't you do that? And we looked at him and went, we can do that.
You guys did.
Yeah.
We'll try.
So my buddy Chris and I decided to do a little, you know, party rock in the house. And you can tell in the video we're still learning the moves as I'm counting off.
Guys, we just posted the video.
Who was coming up with the moves?
Chris is very, very talented. Very, very talented. He wanted to sing karaoke, but we kept missing the karaoke nights. So I think
you guys were wasted.
Because you guys had such an amazing dance video. We had such an amazing time and were so loaded and didn't have a chance to actually sing. We were like, you know what? If you can't sing, you might as well dance. And
you
that's
know,
what we tried.
This is supposed to be a dance battle, but I will say I'm thoroughly impressed with the choreography. You guys did like transitions even, like you guys would switch spots in line, like Chris would be in the front, you'd be in the front. There were some thrusting.
I thought you guys were following along with like a TikTok video the way you guys were.
That is not what they did is not a trend.
They looked like they were watching something and going move, like a YouTube video or TikTok or anything. They just looked like you guys were following instructions and then mouthing them to each other. Yes. But you guys made up this dance all on your own?
We did.
I was homegrown.
Yes.
Bro,
yes.
You got to see this video. It's on our Instagram. Do you guys post it?
I did post it.
Who do people think did a better dance video? Probably the boys, right?
I guess people can comment their thoughts on this, who you thought did a better job. Both the Thunderstruck video and Kevin's homegrown party rock anthem video is up.
Here's the thing. If you vote for the guys, it's a song you too can dance to. Because
he's like pitching himself. What is this, an endorsement?
Go on.
You can watch and marvel at Hannah and AB and go, wow, I wish I could do that. You can watch me and my buddy Chris dance and go, I know I can do that.
You want to see two grown white men thrust. You know where to go. Our Instagram.
Brett Maga Show Instagram.
Go to our Instagram. See how many followers we get now. I bet we're probably going to break Instagram. Yeah. They'll be like, damn, I want to see some grown man thrust.